the lineup lately?
Joe played Friday night. I thought he played well, and part of it is just the speed and the pace. You know, there's some things Joe has to work on with his skating, the quickness, you know, getting from A to B. But he's doing a real good job, and we talked to Joel after the game, and he knows what he needs to work on. But he's been a valuable, you know, addition to this team. So, and having said that, we do have depth on this team too. So we like to get fresh bodies, and we put Alex Gillies in and Blake Hietala, and I thought they did a lot of good things in the game, where we took out Joel and Brent Baltus from the game. So, and like I said, we're going to continue to do that. We're going to continue to find you know, different players in on different nights. So, and this time of year, guys are tired too, and you want to get some energy in the lineup. But Joel's going to be a big fixture on his team. He's had a really strong freshman year.
Will you and the coaches spend any time this week assembling a scouting report on Quinnipiac or North Dakota, or will you just watch the game late on Friday to do your scouting report? Should be advanced.
Yeah, good question. So what'll happen is, obviously, we've NCAA rules, you have to send your last most recent game to the team your opponent you're playing. So obviously St. Cloud and us will exchange tapes. So we've already been in touch with North Dakota and Quinnipiac about tape exchange. So we'll put together scouting reports on all the teams, even though if we're fortunate to get by St. Cloud, we can watch that late game. And that's what we did this weekend. You know, each assistant coach will take a team, you know, when we won, for example, the Final Five, one of our coaches had Ferris, one had Minnesota State, and they watch all their tendencies and break it down, even though we already have a lot of pre-scouting already done. But being in person can really help. I like being in person when you watch a game and you get that feel of who's playing well for the other team.
Are we playing our best hockey now, Coach, or are we still improving?
I think we're still improving. I don't think we've played our best game yet, and that's what you're always striving to do, is have everybody have their best game, and then as a team you have a good game. So we are doing a lot of really good things. I feel good about some areas of our game where maybe coming in the weekend I did not. Like, you know, David Johnston is really starting to play well. You know, he was out with injuries. Tyler Hainan, you know, missed some games there, and he stepped up his game. So it's important we get those other players playing. And then, you know, our penalty killings come around. Even though we gave up those two late goals, I like a lot of things we're doing under PK. So more than I would have told you 3 weeks ago. So, yeah, I think our game is rounding into form at the right time.
Question on travel. Are you flying to Fargo, this person is asking?
Well, that's still up in the air. Yeah, it's the NCAA. If you're over 400 miles, you can fly. So we're about 464 miles to Fargo. So we're working on trying to get a charter, because we can't go to commercial with the luggage and the number of seats available at this point. So it would be a charter flight into Fargo. But we'll find out later today if we're actually just going to jump on the bus, which is fine. I have no problem jumping on the bus again and heading out there. It's about a nine-hour ride, but we're used to that. You know, we're tough. We can handle that.
Will there be any lineup changes from last week?
There might be. You know, we're going to have to go over that this morning when I get back and review the games and talk about our lineup. And a lot of it, too, is when you look at the other team, and if you're looking for specific matchups, we're the home team on Friday night. So, you know, if there's any matchups we like or players who we think can play against a team like St. Cloud and help us to achieve our goal, then we'll structure our lineup in that way.
Does St. Cloud present any special problems to the Huskies?
You know, I wouldn't say any different than any other team. You know, they're skilled. You know, their power play is very good. Obviously, they've been playing very well defensively right now. So, but they're mobile. They move the puck quick, and they're skilled, which I think is a good matchup for us. So, you know, because I think, you know, we play that way. Right. So, but no, I mean, they're good. You know, they play in a tough league. Their record is not indicative of how good a team they are. Some people might look and say, oh, well, they're 19-18-1, one game over 500. You know, they've lost a lot of games. But you know what? They've been in the tournament, you know, the third year in a row. So they've had a lot of players playing games like this, and they understand what it takes to have success. So it's going to be a heck of a game. You know, this time of year, you look at all 16 teams, and you better be ready to play. It's hard enough in the regular season, but you get down here and every team is good. Anybody can beat anybody, and I've seen it over the years in a one-game shot. So I like our goaltender going into this game. I mean, I think that's a huge advantage we have.
The structure at an NCAA tournament is drastically different from the regular season and conference playoffs. You have regimented ice time, press conferences, media availability, and more. Mel has seen how the weekend changes changes in this in his time at Michigan. How does Coach prepare the players for the things that may change their routine?
Well, we've talked about that. That's a really good question. But we've talked about that all year, about distractions and how you handle distractions and limiting the distractions, because there are going to be distractions. You know that. So you have to really try to limit them. And then you do some subtle things while you're there to make sure the team is focused, whether it's a team exercise, a team bonding exercise, whatever it might be. So you get through your interviews and all that good stuff, and there'll be a point where we shut that down, and then at that point there's none of the interviews going on. It's all about the game. But I like this team because they handle that well, you know, and I think if you hide from it all during the year, it really can affect your team when it comes to this time of year. But we've encouraged that and opened that up, and our players have done a nice job of it, and they've handled the, like, the interviews and the press and everything that goes on around that. So but having said that, it's all about, you know, when it comes time to play, you have to be dialed in, and we'll make sure that we get them focused and they're ready to go.
Does the fact that this is played in Fargo, with North Dakota being the host team and more media attention on them, does that take a little bit of the distractions away from other teams, you think?
Well, it will. I don't think even when you watch the selection show yesterday, we're Rodney Dangerfield. We're just trying to get a little respect. You know, we're not North Dakota or Miami or all the teams are talking about. You know, we get a little blur, but and anything you read, which is fine. You know, we haven't been there for so long, and I think a lot of people don't really know who we are, and that's okay. I mean, we'll come in that way, and hopefully they'll know who we are when we leave. But, you know, I think what happens in a situation like this, with the games being in Fargo, which is about an hour and a half south of Grand Forks, that you'll know you'll have good crowds. And I think that really adds to the whole experience and the student-athlete experience and just the energy in the building. And you want that. And we've been good on the road. And, you know, we've been good in hostile environments. There's no more hostile environment than playing in Big Rapids in that rink against that team. So we'll be fine in Fargo.
What is the possibility of the number one of the first round of the NCAA hockey playoffs for the 2016 season to be hosted at the top four teams' home arena?
There's some discussion going on about changing how the regionals are played at this point. Right now, regionals are bid out. So, you know, different facilities and cities can bid to host a regional. And one of the, I guess, you can't bid right now to have it on a campus facility. What happened is South Bend did get one because they submitted a bid anyway, because no one else had submitted a bid for the Midwest Regional. Yeah. So that's how they ended up there on that campus, which is sort of, you know, a little weird. But let me rephrase that. You can bid if you have a campus facility, but if there's other bids, you probably won't get it. So that's what happened here. I think North Dakota bid both Engelstad Arena and Fargo. And because of that, we really didn't want to go on campus sites. That's why they ended up in Fargo.
Gotcha.
The Midwest Regional, Notre Dame was the only place to bid, so they got that. So there is some talk going forward that they want to try to get it on campus sites exclusively. So we'll see. But there's got to be some things done before you can do that, because of the scheduling right now and how some of these top programs play a lot more games at home, which will help you as far as the rankings and placement and all that stuff. So there's got to be something done just to try and balance that out a little bit.
Coach Pearson, in your days as a player and a coach in college hockey, you've been in many venues on Friday and Saturday nights. How does Tech's Pep Band compare with other schools' bands as far as creating an atmosphere on game night?
Fantastic. I mean, they're great. They bring a lot of energy, and they do it in a nice way. Like, I've had so many comments about our band and how other our places, you know, really appreciate them and how, you know, cordial they are and whatnot. And I mean, they don't push the limits. They do what they do, and they do it very well. So, you know, in my opinion, they're the number one pep band in college hockey. And they travel well. They enjoy being at the games. They get involved. They talk, interact with our players and our coaching staff. So it's great. I mean, they're all on board. They're not halfway in. They're all the way in, and it'd be nice to have them in Fargo.
Do you ever hear the guys talking about them? Or probably
Oh, yeah. They do, yeah. They do a lot. So we don't see a lot of the stuff that goes on. Like I heard one of the members, I think, of our pep band won $250 for the dance contest at the XL. And I guess his outfit was priceless, you know. So I don't know how his dance he was, but the outfit was priceless. I didn't get a chance to see it, but, congratulations and good for him.
My favorite sign over the weekend, and we've seen this one, but the Michigan Tech Pep Band holding up the sign,